This is Tony O'Rourke with episode 50 of the Irish Guitar Podcast.
And I'm Jerry Gaffney. Today's tune, Tony, is one of your own compositions.
That's right. It's called Maura Walsh's Jig. Maura is a good friend of mine. She plays fiddle, tin whistle, accordion, and won an All-Ireland title on the concertina. And she teaches music mainly on the concertina. She is also a handy set dancer, but I suppose that's fairly common in her home county of Kerry. And it was once said of her that the only thing that she can't play is Gaelic football, and that statement is not too far from the truth. I first met her in the early 1990s when she was on tour with Ciol Kyree, and have learnt much about Irish music from her. Now, as I originally composed this tune on the guitar, you should find that it fits fairly comfortably onto the guitar. Although written in C, when I play it on the banjo, I play it in D. So therefore, I've capoed up two.
So just to be clear, on the guitar, the capo is on two.
That's correct. Okay. Now, in the second time ending of part B, you'll find that the last four bars are identical to the last four bars of the A part. For this tune, and some other tunes that I play in C, I often anchor my first finger on the first fret, second string, C note, only removing it if I play, say, an open B. By doing this, I create a sort of a cross-tone effect. Also note that the second part of the tune begins with two semi-quavers, where I slur the second note rather than pick it. I'm not sure how the purists feel about that, but it sounds good. This also occurs at the end of the fourth bar of the second part of the tune. Also, I've not included any ornamentation marks in this tune, but that doesn't mean that it's played without ornamentation. It means you're free to put it in where you would think that it will add to the overall sound. You'll hear on my version on the podcast episode that I use ornamentation. When I was composing this tune, I decided to add an A minor to begin the second part of the tune, just for a little bit of contrast. It adds a bit of variety to the tune, I think. I've also included a version of this on the banjo with some bouzouki accompaniment. And I think I mentioned in one of the earlier podcast episodes, my banjo is tuned G-D-A-E and the bouzouki is tuned G-D-A-D. I don't compose a lot of tunes, but occasionally I'll think of a few phrases and write them down and maybe come back to them later on. Now, I was once talking to Eileen O'Brien about her father, Paddy O'Brien, the great accordion player and a composer of many great tunes. Classics, in fact. Some of his compositions include The Old Road to Garry, Dinny O'Brien's, The Caddy's Fancy, The Swallow's Nest, and there are many, many others. And she told me that her father threw out a lot of tunes as he considered them not up to scratch. That's the problem with composition, is that you don't often know until you've finished the work whether it's worth keeping. But when you do get one right, it makes it worthwhile. Incidentally, you can see a video of Maura Walsh on the concertina and some of her friends playing at the Flarkiol online.
And the full website address of that, Tony, is quite long, so we created a short one. It's http://tinyurl.com/3j7b9w. Or, of course, you can find the link at irishguitarpod.com.
Okay. Now, for those of you that are new to this sort of thing, Cultus Live is an outstanding site produced by Willie Fogarty. Cultus, by the way, is spelt C-O-M-H-A-L-T-A-S. Now, as you will see from the hundreds of video clips that he has produced, he's very handy with the camera. He is also one of Ireland's top accordion players, having won the All-Ireland title in the 1980s, and is an authority on the music of Paddy O'Brien. And I'd say a night playing music with Willie is worth 100 music lessons.
Okay, so now we'll hear Tony's tune, Maura Walsh's Jig, at a slow pace, followed by a version at a normal pace with Tony playing banjo and bouzouki. And as usual, a reminder, you can download the booklet from www.irishguitarpod.com for $9.
And we'll see you all next week.